Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. Social media, Bart Winkler or Bart Winkler Show. You know what I might think about doing, Carlos?
Tell me.
Do you think people would subscribe to a Bart Winkler Show newsletter? What?
I feel like that's a veiled shot at somebody, but
No, sure. I swear it's not.
What would this newsletter consist of?
You know, highlights from the week.
Like from audio like show highlights?
Yeah.
Huh. This is an interesting concept. Please tell me more.
Well, I had some sort of like, I had to do a favor for some guy. So I sat through like some presentation today about how to enhance your brand.
Was it prestige worldwide? Prestige worldwide, worldwide. What? The first word, entertainment.
Yeah, we could have a newsletter. I could include a clip
security
from my podcast and
R&D.
We could like sell sponsors.
Sure.
On it.
Hey, no, yeah. Listen. Anything we can do to spread the good word of the gospel of Bart, I'm all in. I know we are, maybe we are collectively need to get flogged because neither of us are good on social. When I say good, is like I post little to nothing, and you post maybe a little bit more than that.
Well, I had a falling out with Twitter, but I've been firing some tweets off lately. I've been hitting the tweets. Let's see. I ripped on ESPN today.
Good.
I quote tweeted something Chris Haynes said about Damian Lillard and says, "Does Dame text Haynes every time he takes a breath? My goodness." I retweet every tweet I can see that rips on AI. I made fun of Jordan Schultz.
You know what? That seems to be a common thing right now.
I made fun of him. So yeah, I'm tweeting. I said I'll take the Pistons at plus 6,500 to win the Eastern Conference Finals. This is a weekly segment. Bart scrolls through his tweets. I just got word this segment has been canceled.
Ah, yeah. An executive decision. So, you know, I don't even know the last thing that I tweeted. I'm sure I tweeted recently. But it's like I tweet, I just throw out what I'm thinking at the time, and then I never look at it again. I don't know how many likes I get, which is probably next to nothing because, again, I'm not good at social. It's just a thing that's there.
I do like this segment, though. It's called Bart Reads the Last Thing He Posted on Threads. This is from December 14th, 2024. This is by far the worst app. I am devoting my life now to punish everyone who thinks it's good. And that was Bart Reads the Last Thing He Wrote on Threads.
Great segment.
And now for my Blue Sky account. Let's go to Mark. He's in California. Knicks fan. I'm sure he's got lukewarm takes about a lukewarm hire. What's up, Mark?
Well, yeah, I am pretty happy. And I also love that Carlos just said prestige worldwide, because I was actually just watching Step Brothers. I don't know if you've seen it, obviously you have. But he's like, prestige worldwide. He's like, why? Like, financial portfolios, black leather gloves. He's like, I just put liquid thing on a bee.
Security. Yeah, one thing I like about talking with other guys is when we just say our conversation just becomes movie quotes and we don't actually advance any conversation forward.
Dude, I can quote, oh my God, man, movies like the back of my hand. But that's not what we're here to talk about, Bart. We're here to talk about we finally got our guy. And it does seem a little bittersweet, Bart, that we fired Tibbs to go get Mike Brown. Because it feels like we're going back. But we're not. Right? We're not. Don't listen to anybody online that says that. Like Colin Coward. You know what you're talking about. That guy.
Well, I mean, the hiring's fine, but It just seemed like this is so unnecessary. Like,
what? Yeah, well, I mean, listen.
They got off something to take a big swing. They missed on their swing. So they're, couldn't they have done all this? Couldn't they have called other coaches behind Tibbs' back? Couldn't they have done that?
You want to know something that's crazy? I don't even think they really missed. They just had to fire Tibbs because, and it wasn't just him. It was Dolan. And then there were rumors that Mike Brown might have not even been hired because of the fact that it had to go through Dolan and he had the last say. And I was like, oh boy, here we go, man. Because no owner of a professional team sits in on team player meetings. It doesn't happen. No owner has the time to do that, right? He just does it. You're a good owner, you do it. But Dolan did it. And I guess that was one of the things with Tibbs. Players were saying, like, I mean, Mikal Bridges earlier in the season was criticizing him for his minutes being played. So it was bound to, like, boil up. But the thing about Mike Brown, Knicks fans, is he's fiery, dude. I mean, he is fiery. His practices are brutal, sure. I've been hearing. And just videos of him just saying F-bombs all over the place. You know, and he calls out his players in public. You know what I mean? And, you know, regardless, I'm excited to see what he does with Brunson and Towns playing defense because he got Fox to play defense at some point, even though Fox is, like, more gifted offensively than Brunson, I think. But, you know, I'm excited to see what he did. He did it with Sabonis and Fox, so why not do it with Brunson? And listen, that pick and roll is deadly. It's deadly when operated correctly.
Yeah, you know, I think your joy or any Knicks fan's joy is that you made the best out of a bad situation. Like you couldn't have come away hiring a rookie coach. That would have been a mistake. Didn't hire some bum. I don't think Mike Brown is a bum. I think Mike Brown's got a lot, you know, he's got a lot to prove. He's already going to be in a tough situation, but he's coached LeBron before. He's coached in L.A. His tenures always seem to run short for reasons that don't seem to be his, but now he's going to an owner who's, you know, pretty volatile as you've laid out there. So
that's
it could have been a lot worse. I don't know that you improved, but you didn't get worse. And so there's some joy behind that.
I mean, I'm excited to see what he's going to do offensively because he is one of when he's operating his offense is one of the best in the NBA. He's up there with Steve Kerr. He's up there with Pat Riley. He's up there with Phil Jackson when operating his offenses. He hasn't really coached great teams. I saw on X today, so Twitter, whatever, somebody was like, oh, well, you know, Mike Brown led a Cleveland team before he was fired. I'm like, dude, that was before LeBron even came over. Like, so it was 33-49. So he coached the Lakers team. And then on top of that, he got fired 13-18. But the 2 years that Sacramento was at its peak,
yeah, I don't really get why the Kings. That was a weird one. All right, well, congrats on the hire, Mark. Thanks for calling,
thanks so much.
And have a good holiday weekend.
I have COVID, man. I'm just going to be sitting at home.
You have COVID?
I do. My wife got it, and then I'm taking Paxlovid right now. Like I literally taste like I have pennies in my mouth. It's just the metallic taste is just bad. But yeah, I have COVID, you know?
Wow.
What do they say, Bart? The fifth time's a charm, right?
So, your fifth time having COVID?
Fifth time, dude. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, have a good weekend.
Thanks so much.
Wow. All right. Mark, I see ya. You know, remember the buddy? We were at swimming and there's another dad and I'm talking to a guy. And there were two things that I took away from the conversation. He goes, Alex Ovechkin, he's got a record, huh? I've never heard about him. Or like, you'd think you would have been hearing about the buildup to that more. And he said he didn't. And then he goes, when's the last time you heard of somebody with COVID? And he brought that up randomly. And now Mark says he has COVID.
That's crazy that he's got it five times because a friend of mine, that I'm actually going to see tomorrow and possibly Friday. He just recovered from COVID last weekend. And I'm like, dude, wait, how is this a thing? How are you still getting it? This is the fourth time he got it.
Well, it's like tempered down, right? From what
right,
it was.
Which is so why it's so surprising. I'm like that it's still being passed around. And just like the luck that some people have. I mean, poor Mark, 5 times and then my friend 4 times. That's insane. I got it once. No, maybe I got it twice. I got it once definitive for sure. And it sucked. Imagine getting that feeling 3 to 4 additional times.
I think one of the reasons why you don't hear about it anymore is because nobody's testing when they're sick. And if you are testing, you're using test kits that you got 4 years ago that have expired. Of course it's going to say no.
Oh, all the mines are definitely old. You think I'm going to my local pharmacy and reading up in on COVID tests now? No shot. If I feel sick, dude, I'm just going to wing it.
If anyone needs one, let me know. Because every time that the post office or wherever was sending them out, I always jumped on the free ones. Because you go to the stores now, I still see them in the stores. They're like $25.
No shot. If it's free, it's for me. Otherwise, I'm just going to assume I have everything.
Yeah, exactly. Big Ron is in New Jersey. I know he's a COVID survivor.
You better believe it, Bart, man. I was at Citi Field tonight, man. It was Puerto Rican night. They gave away a Francisco Lindor Puerto Rican flag jersey. And
can you get me one? I am Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Oh, you are Carlos with the K? Yeah. You should have been there, man.
No secret. There were Puerto Rican flags. I'm here.
There were Puerto Rican flags in that stadium galore, man. It was like there were 40,000 people there tonight.
Did you go to the earlier game too, or just the night game?
No, I couldn't get. I couldn't swing the early game, man. My 12-year-old would have never survived that.
They did the split doubleheader, which is so stupid.
There are no traditional doubleheaders anymore, Bart.
They used to schedule them. They used to put them on the schedule.
Yes, on the schedule. Yes, doubleheader. Just traditional back-to-back doubleheaders. I miss them so much.
Well, Lindor had a good night. The newly named All-Star starter had 3 RBI in the game tonight. He hit a home run and had a single and a double.
Yeah, and my, Mizorowski, man, the Polish prince, man, he did not do so good. He gave up 2 walks and then an infield hit, and then Nemo hit a grand slam off of him. And then I think Lindor, or I don't know who comes up after Nemo, but whoever came up after him hit another home run. It was
that was Lindor's. That was Lindor's.
Yeah, I thought it was Lindor. Yeah. And then Lindor had another hit. We cut the lead to 5-3 in the 6th inning, and Lindor came up in the bottom of the 6th and made it 6-3 with an RBI single. So he had a great night on Puerto Rican night, and it was hyped. And you know what? I was wearing my Brewers gear, and I was there with my 2 sons, and the crowd was very polite. When we hit our, like Yelich and Churio went back to back home runs, and they were like, "Oh, you guys get dessert. You deserve to cheer a little bit too." They were really nice.
I feel like baseball crowds, Ron. I feel like when you go to another team's stadium wearing your gear, I feel like that's the most accepting crowd. Like if you show up at a football stadium, you might get in a fight.
Yes.
Basketball, it's always like weird. Like, what are you doing here? But baseball is like, wow, there's someone from Seattle wants to watch their team at our ballpark. They came to. I feel like baseball, you see another team's fans, and you're like more accepting.
Yeah, they were very accepting, except there was this one like fat kid, like he was probably 18 years old.
You should say weight challenged.
Yeah, he was weight challenged, and he had a greasy like acne face, and he's talking smack to my.
You should say smooth skin challenged.
Yeah, smooth skin's challenge, and he's talking smack to my 12-year-old, and I was already out. I was leading the way, but my 19-year-old, it wasn't having that, man. He plays football at University of Chicago, and he's like, "Dude, you need to lose some weight, man." And
he said that to him?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's like, what are you doing talking smack to my 12-year-old brother? Like, who talks smack to a family? He's like, oh, you're leaving the game early, man. You're not a real baseball fan, you know? And he's just like,
oh, I stand corrected. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So, but it was hyped, man. The I don't know if Carlos, are you? Is Carlos a Mets or a Yankees fan?
Neither. He's a Cubs fan.
He's a Cubs fan. That's right. That's right. You guys went to a Cubs game together. I remember that. Yeah.
We did, and we held hands.
That's not true.
Yes, yes, you did. Yes, you did. No. Yeah. No, but the dude, I'm telling you, the experience at Citi Field is really cool. They like turn the lights off, and they got this like subway thing going on where they like everyone like puts their flashlight battery on. And it looks like you're on the subway. I don't know. It's hard to explain. You got to be there. But then when
I think
that
you
closer comes
pretty
in,
well. Oh, Diaz?
Yeah. Yeah, when Diaz comes in, they do a little like, you know, like Latino horn section with Mr. and Mrs. Matt playing like trumpets and stuff. And it's kind of like Contreras's like walk-up music type, you know, like mariachi band music, you know. And it's it's very good.
Very,
the crowd just gets hyped.
Very vivid
the
pictures.
Crowd,
Ron, yeah, I gotta let you go.
All right, man. Talk to you later, dude.
Good to catch up.
Yeah, sounds good, man. Take care.
All right, big Ron. We got the full Citi Field experience there. You don't think they're friendly over in New York?
This is the music he was alluding to, by the way. Absolutely not. That is the most Fugazi story, statement that you could say in terms of opposing baseball fans being like greeted with like love and all that. Every time, and our own Zach Gelb can attest to this, every time I go into either Citi Field or Yankee Stadium, somebody wants to fight me because I'm wearing my full Cubs regalia. Every single time.
Going to Cubs games?
When the Cubs come to either to play the Mets or the Yankees, I try to go as many times as possible.
You're not one of those guys that would like go to a Yankees Red Sox game wearing a Cubs jersey.
No, that's ridiculous. If my team is not in the game, I'm not wearing any like team paraphernalia, but I'm going in full blown Cubs stuff when it's the Mets and the Cubs or the Yankees and Cubs. So I went last year with Zach. And it was the game where Pete Alonso got thrown out at home to end the rally for the Mets, and the Cubs wound up holding on to the game, winning by one. As I put a caller on hold, I'll get you, I promise, after my story. So I am a little obnoxious. I don't actually talk crap because I know I'm in New York and I don't want to get, you know, my ass, you know, targeted. But, you know, I do like playful ribbing. Like to the crowd in general, not anybody specifically. So he got thrown out. So I do the punch out sign like the umpires do. You know, and I was very happy about it. It was about three beers deep with Zach. So I do the punch out sign. I'm like, yeah, game over. Very excited. We win the game, whatever. These two guys, you know, they were clearly drinking. It was like a group of five of them, but there was like two of them that were belligerently drunk. They were so pissed, literally red faced, screaming at me. And Gelb, who's taller than all of them, goes to the guys like, stop. Like, you're drunk. This guy was in the military. We're not trying to fight. And I've had guys in Yankee Stadium, same thing. I'm wearing, you know, my Sandberg jersey. I've had a beer can thrown at me. We're the Cubs. We're not the Red Sox. We're not, you know, a divisional rival. I don't get it. So, yeah, no. Maybe in other stadiums that's true. Definitely not in New York.
All right. Interesting stuff all the way around.
And you're welcome for those 3 minutes.
I was good. I was good to dip. And you talked there longer than Ron did.
I mean, thank God. I think the hierarchy of the show is you, then me, then Marco, then you, then callers.
Okay. Yeah, good. Make sure they know that. 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. Still got to get to some baseball history. That's coming up. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
It's The Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Yeah, when you hear that, don't like think that that's normal. I don't want to do that.
Haven't heard from them again.
Yeah. I don't want to talk to two people at once on the phone. Like when you're talking to your parents. You ever call your parents? If you're lucky enough to have them both with you, every call to one parent turns into a call to both parents if they're together as well.
Oh, that's so true. And any time that my my wife gets a call from my mother-in-law or vice versa, she calls my mother-in-law, father-in-law, right there. And then, yeah. And then it turns into a four-way call because I'm like laying in bed and I give her the sign that I don't want to talk to them because I do love my in-laws. I do. I just don't like talking on the phone, especially sure. Where it's the same thing over. Oh, how are you? How's work? I'm like, it's fine. Bart's still in Milwaukee.
They know me?
They know you as El Barto. English is their second language.
All right.
So El Barto works. Nice. But yes, I'm like, he's still in Milwaukee, therefore I'm safe. Nothing new. All right, well, see
I'm
you next
safe.
Time.
Jeez.
Hopefully I will see him at the end of the year. But yeah, it turns into a four-way call, and it's just the list just keeps growing with how many bodies walk in there. So yes, true statement by you.
You know who else is still in Milwaukee? Giannis Antetokounmpo. I just saw another headline, and it is the Bucks going all in for Miles Turner reeks of desperation. Yeah, no kidding. Duh. They had to be desperate. They're trying to keep Giannis. You wanted them to keep Giannis. And or you wanted them to make an effort to keep Giannis. And they did. And then you made fun of them? They're just doing what you told them to do. Talking about which sport has the most welcoming fan bases. And maybe you have to take rivalries out of it. Although I say that because as a Milwaukee fan, anytime I've ever gone to Wrigley, people are great. Maybe my expectations are very low. Because anytime Cubs fans do come to Milwaukee, it's bad. Now, I'm not saying everyone, but there is a different blend of people that watch and root for the Cubs in Milwaukee than they do in Chicago. And I think part of that is bolstered by there's a lot of times when the Cubs do play in Milwaukee that there is a healthy amount of Cubs fans. And if one team's really bad or really good, they treat it like a... Was there a U.S. Olympic hockey team once that trashed some hotels in the Olympics or something? That's how these Cubs fans treat the ballpark in Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, it's Wrigley North.
Right. That's... So I've heard. So I don't go to those games anymore. I won't go to those games. It's not pleasant. I'll go down to... If I want to watch the Brewers and Cubs, I'll go down to Wrigley. It's pleasant. It's fun.
That's why it's called the Friendly Confines.
I mean, you know what? I don't think that's wrong. Now, then again, I'm sitting in, I'm not in the bleachers. Is that a different story out in that hellhole?
No, because I've gone to a Bleachers Cubs and Cardinals game a couple years ago, and nope, everybody's just chill. It really just depends on the amount of alcohol and how hot it is. Those are the two factors that I would say that you can get it to some tomfoolery. Other than that, you're okay.
Interesting. All right. You know what is also a problem? I'm accumulating way too many Cubs things in my home. When we went on opening day, we got schedule magnets. And so I put it on my fridge next to my Brewers one. And then we just went this last time and we bought beers in the souvenir cups. And somehow I was adamant that I wanted to take them home. I don't know why. Well, they're cheap little plastic cups, but I really wanted to take them home. And then my mother-in-law stays with us sometimes, and she grew up near Wrigley, and she's got a Cubs World Series mug that they had bought.
Atta girl.
And so that, for some reason, that's her mug. When I got three Cubs mugs and a magnet. But they were my first favorite team.
Go Cubs, go!
It's a shame the Brewers had to go to the NL, and then I had to make a choice. I made the right one.
Quick question about those magnets that we got when we went to the home opener. Are yours getting all bendy? Like, I have two of the magnet schedules, and neither of them are flat. They're both, like, hanging onto a thread off of my fridge.
No, mine are good shape.
Then I don't know. Maybe the laws of physics cease to exist in my kitchen, but I'm going to send you a picture. Remind me. I'm going to send you a picture of both of my magnet schedules. They both look folded to hell. I don't know why.
Remember, you can buy one on eBay.
No shot.
$10.
Just give me yours.
No, I like it.
Send me yours, and I'll send you one in return.
What? You're going to send me a crap one?
Again, the laws of physics don't pertain to my kitchen. So what's going to happen is when I send it to you, it'll rectify its shape, and you'll have a brand new schedule. I just want to test this theory. I don't have a third magnet in order to work this out.
Oh. Yeah, it seems like a lot of effort.
You want me to send you the 36 cents for the stamps?
You think stamps are 36 cents?
It's an arbitrary number. The point remains.
Not anymore. It's not arbitrary anymore.
Dude, the schedule's not that big. I'm not asking you to 3-day priority mail it to me.
Carlos, a stamp is 73 cents now.
Jeez, inflation is real. All right, do you want me to give you 73?
No.
I'll give you 75 cents. I'll give you two extra pennies for your troubles.
A stamp's going up in July. It's
what
July,
is it going
July 13th. First class mail forever stamp. 78 cents? Wow.
All right, 75 was my cut up. Forget it.
Stamps are 78 cents? Marco, did you know that?
I was unaware, and I think I know why. And this is a great job by the United States Postal Service. Now they all just say the forever on it. They don't put the number. You don't know. You go to buy stamps, you have no idea how much they cost until they tell you because they're not on the stamp anymore.
And then she's like, $20. And you're like, yeah, okay.
That sounds right.
I don't know.
I mean, it's got to be a lot of them in there, right?
What's the lowest you remember a stamp being?
20-something, because I remember you needed like the 2-cent stamp to get to 25 or something. Maybe it was 23 or 22.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 29. Is what I remember.
I remember when that was a big deal when it went to 29. That I do remember, yes. Because a lot of people were pissed off. Once you get past the quarter, all of a sudden you get everybody all, whoa, I got to come up with a nickel now? What the hell's going on in this country?
All right. I looked up the history of stamp prices.
Of course you did.
Got to love AI.
No, this is just Wikipedia on this one. This would all track. 22. So stamps were 20 cents from 1981 until February 85. They went to 22. Then in 88, they went to a quarter. And then in 91, they were 29 cents. So I remember them at 29 cents. Then 32 was a big jump. And then I think after that, people are like, oh, this is just a thing now. In 2001, stamps were 34 cents.
That's where I come in.
34 cent stamp?
Yeah, I don't remember anything before 34.
Again, you got to remember because the old ones, forever was new. So the old ones, then you had to get like the 3-cent stamp, the 2-cent stamp, because you didn't want to throw away the old ones. That's why it was such a big deal. It wasn't the fact that like, oh man, I got to spend 3 more cents. It was, what the hell am I going to do with 22 cent stamps if it's 25? What am I going to do with these things?
Forever stamps were introduced in 2007, and at the time, so if you loaded up on forever stamps, if you loaded up on them, like loaded up, they were 41 cents back then. Okay? People have invested in Bitcoin, Ethereum. How about stamps? 2 years ago, they were 63. We've gone up 15 cents.
Inflation is nuts. It's all make-believe.
Too bad we don't actually really need stamps all that often.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember the last time I went out and sent out a letter.
Well, see, that's not true. Because you still got to do this stuff for like Christmas cards and whatnot. I still
you think I'm sending Christmas cards?
Have children.
Does your wife make sure you have to get the special winter stamps?
Uh huh. Yeah, you gotta go. Yeah. So, which is why I got to go to the post office and do that. When you got to send with all your kids' stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I had to go to three different post offices one year because do you have the Christmas stamps? Oh, I'm sorry, we're out. They're so in demand. Well, how about you print more?
See, good for you. I told no, so I just got whatever stamp it was, and then I got yelled at, and I said they didn't have it. And I did hear, why didn't you go to another post office? I said, because I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm going to leave the town now to go get stamps? Get the hell out of here. Somebody can have the regular stamp instead of the reindeer or whatever it's on it.
You know, like in a relationship, and I'm not saying this is just a women thing. I'm saying that I've got them too. But sometimes there becomes something that's just like, no, this is, I need this. And the level of importance is heightened in a way that you can't comprehend as the other person. That was one of those moments.
You're correct. I missed that, and then I paid for it, which is why I remember it.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. Anyway, lesson to be learned. Stamps are going up. So if you want to save 5 cents, you can load up now because the change doesn't go into effect for another 2 weeks.
I got to hit the post office apparently on the way home.
Yeah, they're 73 cents now. They're going to be 78. Wow. Why did I bring this up?
I want your magnet schedule. That's how we fell down this road.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want the 78 cents or not?
I do not want to mail with you.
Fine.
8887. Did you ever have a pen pal? I had one in Russia in like, that's weird.
I had one in Guatemala.
888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Mark.
Okay, yeah.
What?
No. Okay, throw it. Go ahead.
Do you ever have a pen pal?
No. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. I don't like my neighbors. You want me to talk to somebody in Guatemala?
Well, her name was Margarita. I was very interested.
That's a different story.
I'm not even going to throw it. I'm just going to let Carlos play the intro. Before we got sidetracked on stamps, I was telling you that you could look up the Cubs magnet schedule from the home opener on eBay, and people are selling them for about $10. This George Costanza sleeping under his desk Yankee bobblehead that's coming up, people already have on eBay. They're going to the game. They have tickets. Pre-sale. And the prices are like $250.
What?
Yeah, is that an all-fan giveaway, or is that like a 15,000 one?
I'm going to need to find out for sure, because I do want to go to that game. And honestly, it's really just for the bobblehead.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I hate the Yankees, but I got to get in on that.
They have done, let's see, last year there was a George Costanza bobblehead, and they only gave out 18,000.
Rip. What an absolute rip.
I just don't understand. I don't understand why you don't give every fan a bobblehead. I don't understand it. I don't understand the. I'm so upset about it that I can't. I just don't get it. I don't get what you're creating. Why does this have to be a limited thing?
Especially like, all right, listen, if it's.
It's not like then the team's going to sell it because then. People, I don't get it.
Right. And like if you're the Rockies fans or like Marlins or, you know, a team that's not doing too well, you want to entice fans to come in and you get your building early, whatever the case may be, drive up concessions. I can understand a sort of limited giveaway. Even then, it really should just be whoever comes gets it. The Yankees don't need this. The Yankees sell out almost routinely every single night. Big market clubs with teams that do very well should not need to have a limited giveaway. Either give one to everybody or don't give out anything, because this is so stupid. Because what happens if you're 18,001 and you dropped $300 on a single pair of tickets or something like that? Like, it's going to ruin your entire feeling of that night.
Yeah, it really does. And that's happened a lot. And I do not I do not get it at all. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Bill is in Charlotte. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
So before I get started, I think that Wrigley Field is one of the best places anybody could ever go to, historical, and the crowd is always nice. So I'm from Chicago myself and moved to Charlotte in 2009. And I'm going to a Bears-Panthers game, and I had a throwback Walter Payton jersey. And we parked kind of far away, and we're walking. We had kind of a mixed crowd, probably eight of us, all wearing different jerseys. And a Panthers fan yells at me, "Hey, what? I'm a Walter Payton jersey, by the way."
Yeah.
And he says, "Hey, why don't you at least wear a jersey of some player that's alive?" And it just caught me off guard. And jeez. I was like, "What?" Like,
what?
And then my retort to them, because at that time they didn't even have any Hall of Fame players. I was like, well, you've never had a player that's even in the Hall of Fame, so you wouldn't know what it's like to be a Bears fan, buddy. You know, so to me it was crazy. I think Charlotte is usually a good place. Like, it's kind of, they always call it a wine and cheese crowd, but that was.
Well, I remember when we went into a game in Charlotte once, and one of my buddies bought a fake ticket, didn't actually get into the game, so that was fun.
Yeah. And I think he was wearing like a Jonathan Stewart jersey or something like that, you know? Like, come on. Walter Payton versus Jonathan Stewart?
That's weird. Well, anyway, thanks, Bill.
Yeah, man.
Bill and Charlotte. The other thing that you can do is you can go... This should be the trend, because we went to a game in Cleveland, and instead of wearing anything, he wore, my buddy found a Charlie Fry jersey.
Wow, what a pull.
Yeah. So he wore it to the game. So what you could do is you could wear a jersey of that team, but it's got to be like a disgraced, but, you know. But then, like, the guys that I can mention, like, I don't want to wear the jersey of a murderer to a game. But then it looks like you're with that team, right? So that could be like a reverse kind of troll that you could try to do. Yeah, you bought a fake ticket from a scalper outside of the hotel, which was like a mile away. And I think Charlotte, I think the bars close there at like 2 o'clock on Sunday. So if you go to watch an NFL game, you get to watch a first half and then you got to leave. Like if you go out to the sports bar. I don't know what we ended up doing that day. There might have been. Oh, that trip was weird too, because I saw my ex-girlfriend's parents in Charlotte. But it was like 3 years after and I didn't know if they would remember me.
Of all places, that's so weird.
Well, they went to a Packer game. We went to a Packer game. But I don't know if they would remember me, so I, like, didn't say anything. You know?
What are you supposed to say?
I should have said hi. I mean.
I hate awkward situations. It's funny you bring. Honestly, it's funny you tell this story, because I kid you not. This morning. I was walking my dog, and I saw someone that I had a beer with a long, long time ago, just randomly walking on my block. And I'm like, I haven't seen you in like 20 years. And we made the face like we recognize each other, but then quickly averted, like, we don't acknowledge this. Just walked on our merry way.
It was a girl?
Yeah. Yeah. I still remember her name. I obviously remember her. And I'm like, oh. Because we had a beer and never heard from her again.
Oh, boy.
I made out like a bandit in this one, though. I dodged one.
I pull the move in the grocery store where if I see someone I know that I don't want to talk to, I just go down a different aisle. That happens a lot. Especially when I go back to my hometown, with all due respect.
Yeah, if you know me, just go the other way. I don't want to talk. I'm antisocial.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710 4476. And come on back. Clayton Kershaw, 3,000 Ks. Will it ever happen again? That and you guys on the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.